This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. It's the DJV program, Tuesday, December the 3rd. Merry Christmas to you. It'll be Happy Hanukkah pretty soon, too. I think the schedule's a little off. Sometimes they're right together, but I think Hanukkah's a little earlier this year. Check that all out as we check out everything. When I say we, I mean we. I could, you know, it could be French for yes, yes, we, oui, we. Oui, or it could be we, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and all of you working. I kind of like that one. Much better. I like it when we talk about, here we go, this is a serious way to begin this hour. Attorney General files indictment against, that could be a headline anywhere these days, right? Could be here, there, anywhere. Well, it happens, this headline is from Israel, where the Attorney General there has indicted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's got 30 days to appeal for immunity. I wonder how that works. You're immune. You can't. You have to convince them that you really. I guess maybe it's the same thing.
He has to have majority in the parliament. So if he does, then he can't be indicted if he's the sitting PM. So he's got 30 days to not only save his behind, but also win over parliament. So.
Aha.
Good luck. What do they call him? BB?
BB.
Good luck, BB.
BB. Yes, BB was indicted on a charge of bribery, fraud, breach of trust. And corruption investigations. Can you imagine the leader of a country being investigated for those sorts of things? What an outrage. First case alleges he exchanged regulatory favors to the shareholder of an Israeli telecom company in exchange for favorable coverage. Second case alleges the prime minister and his family wrongfully accepted lavish gifts from two wealthy businessmen. And the third case alleges Bibi offered advantageous law for a newspaper in exchange for positive news coverage. Wow, he could be in the slammer for 10 years. And, that's for bribery. 3 years for the fraud and breach of trust. So, let's fast forward the Inspector General's report here in America, Jennifer. You seem to be the one that is most up to date on all these things. We're happy to yield our time to the colleague. To the gentlewoman or the gentle person from California.
From Sunland.
How do they do that with them? From Sunland, yes. The gentlewoman from Sunland. So Trump can't be indicted by his president. Let's say he is indicted. I don't like the idea that he would be. I don't think he should be. But I think, you know, maybe this stuff, who knows how angry people are and they continue with all this stuff after he's out of office. But in the event that he is, has anybody suggested what the penalties would be? Because a lot of the charges against him are similar to what Netanyahu is facing. Is there any,
the difference is that there's no indictment into criminal activity yet from anybody in Congress. The closest that it would come would be the Southern District of New York, which is, looking for his tax returns and looking at his business practices.
He's president, they wouldn't be doing it.
No, that's been going on before he even ran. That's been going on for years, in New York.
So they haven't
started. That goes all the way back to Trump University, and, this goes way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So as far as Congress goes, they haven't been able to produce anything but hearsay. They have no direct evidence. That's why Republicans are all up in arms, because they say if this were like a legal court of law, that there would be nothing that you could hold the president responsible for in terms of his phone call with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Much of what has been reported are people's opinions and what they heard secondhand, and not a lot based on direct information and direct evidence. So that's kind of item number one. The Inspector General's report, though, is actually looking into the behavior of the FBI when Trump was a candidate. So this is actually before the 2016 election and into 2017, when that backup plan was created in those text messages between Peter Strzok at the FBI and Lisa Page, the lawyer at the FBI. Jim Comey's involved, Andrew McCabe, all these names from the FBI. And the question is, was there a plot by the FBI to undermine the win of President Trump after he won in 2016. And so there's a lot of people who are tamping down the speculation, because this report is going to come out at the end of the week, and then next week the Inspector General is going to sit before the Senate and actually testify to all of this. So another trial, another hearing to watch, not trial necessarily, but a hearing to watch that'll be public and have a lot of information surrounding it. And so a lot of people are coming forward now saying, look, don't speculate about what is in this Inspector General's report, because we just don't know based on these leaks. The probably the leading story that has come out is that the Attorney General William Barr is actually rejecting a key finding in the Inspector General's report on the Russia probe. This is according to the Washington Post. They say that people familiar with this matter, those anonymous sources, told the Post that Barr said he does not agree with the report's finding that the FBI had enough intelligence to initiate an investigation into the Trump campaign in 2016, back in July, before the vote even took place. Now, this report is going to be made public this week. A draft is already being discussed behind the scenes, and the Attorney General is reportedly not persuaded that the FBI investigation was justified. The draft report is now being finalized and shown to witnesses and offices investigated by Horowitz, and according to sources, Barr believes information from other agencies such as the CIA could change Horowitz's finding that the investigation was warranted. Now, the Washington Post also said it was unclear how William Barr will voice his disagreement with the report's finding. The department typically includes a formal letter response and Inspector General reports, but it is possible that the Attorney General could also speak out publicly about what he thinks is missing from this report. So this is just piece number one, kind of in this counter-investigation as to how all of this started with Trump. The other piece of that is John Durham, who is the U.S. attorney who's investigating what has now become a criminal investigation into the FBI, meaning he can indict, he can subpoena witnesses, and he can actually press criminal charges against people that he suspects have committed wrongdoing. So this is kind of the first shoe to drop. We'll see what comes next.
All right. So it's what I'm curious about, frankly, is Lisa Page. Mm-hmm. She's the ex-FBI lawyer that has, I don't know what Trump's relationship, but he's done his usual texting shots at her. What is
her tweeting? You got to be careful not to say texting with Lisa Page, because Lisa Page and Peter Strzok were the ones who exchanged those text messages talking about this backup plan that they had in case Trump won in 2016. Lisa Page was a lawyer for the FBI. She was having a romantic relationship with the special agent Peter Strzok, and she was saying, Peter, in text messages, I'm scared he might win. And Peter says, not in a million years will he win. And then she says, well, what if he does? And Peter says, well, we have an insurance policy. And that's been this kind of the source of speculation. Okay, why would an FBI agent say that there's an insurance policy in case the public voted Trump as the president? And so Trump has
That's
obviously
a good question. What's the answer to that question?
There is no answer yet, and that's why there's so much interest in the Inspector General.
How did these become public?
Investigation.
How did these messages become public?
I think the Mueller report, right?
It was it was a FOIA Act. It was the Freedom of Information, Act from Judicial Watch.
But who got a smell of, who got the sniff of it first? Where did this? How did it become of public interest? Where did that?
Remember when Trump said that he was being spied on and everybody laughed?
Uh huh. By the FBI.
there was a, yeah, this is, I mean, this has been going on. These text messages were released in 2017. So this is, they were made public a lot, like a long time ago. And this kind of fueled Trump's speculation that someone was really after him, working against him in a real way in what people describe as a swamp, the FBI, the intel community. And this is why Trump has a distrust of the intel community, because of things like this.
Why doesn't he fire everybody and bring in new people? He's
well, he did. When he fired James Comey, what happened? Everybody who thought James Comey should have been fired said, oh, no, he's a great man. He should have stayed and you know, went after Trump for trying to cover his own rear end. And so he did fire James Comey. And in any case... So back to Lisa Page. So Lisa Page has been the subject of a lot of tweets from President Trump. And at rallies, President Trump read the text messages between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And now she's decided that she's not going to be quiet anymore. And she struck out saying that she thinks he's disgusting for, you know, characterizing these text messages. And she did this big piece. I think it was in... Oh, what publication? I want to say BuzzFeed, but I don't think that's right. I'll have to look it up. But she did this big tell-all interview, basically showing her distaste for President Trump.
How does she make a living now?
I don't know what she does now. She doesn't work for the FBI anymore. She was let go from that position.
The final piece of the pie from this perspective, it seems to me, is the president of Ukraine saying this country is not a piece on the chessboard of global players. He denied there was a quid pro quo, but he's still wondering why there's a hold on his on the aid from the United States to Ukraine. Why is there still a hold?
I don't know that there is a hold on aid for Ukraine right now.
That
I think
might
everything
be a past tense. Maybe he meant why there was a hold.
Ah, okay. So past tense. So he denies there was a quid pro quo. Got that. He said, if you're our strategic partner, then you can't go blocking anything for us. I think it's just about fairness. Who did he say that to?
There was an interview.
Yeah, it's to Time magazine over the weekend.
So and like a couple of European outlets.
Is this a dangerous thing for Trump?
Well, look, he's not happy.
No,
it's not dangerous for Trump. But Zelensky's not happy because Trump keeps talking about how corrupt Ukraine is, and he's trying to clean up the corruption, and so he kind of
feels like... He's the television guy that just became...
Yes.
Yeah, but he knows how corrupt Ukraine is, because that's how he won. That's why he was bonding with Trump on that phone call, because he said, I did what you did. I kind of did the inevitable. I was able to win, and I ran on this thing of, like, of draining the swamp, essentially. I mean, this is a 41-year-old guy who was an actor.
Yeah, what can he do with the Putin problem?
That's a big problem to deal with. I don't know. They're going to have peace talks, I think, this week or next week.
That's what he was talking about in this interview. He said, look, we're a strategic partner with the U.S. The reason that I think people are missing is that he's kind of standing next to Trump so solidly. I mean, he really hasn't backed away from this at all. Is because under the Trump administration, he's actually received military aid. He's actually received military equipment. He's actually been able to fight back with real resources against Russia. He wasn't able to do that before with the Obama administration. They were handing him different types of aid, but it was humanitarian.
He wasn't in his position.
Well, he wasn't even president, but Ukraine was not getting any of the aid from us at that point. They were getting humanitarian aid.
Whole thing very exasperating. Let's get healthy. Let's think about Christmas. Let's think about, I don't want you to be exasperated when you think about all the parties that you're going to. I have three things to go to this week and a number to go to next week. What about you? Are you going and enjoying yourself and eating and drinking and not exercising? Well, you know the routine. Every year it's the same. So why not start the season with a healthy... This could be a good... do people get offended if you give them this sort of a thing for Christmas? Hey, here's a way to lose some weight. Well, let's make it personal. Let's make it up to you. Stay healthy the right way with Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural, no stimulants, nothing in there that is going to bother you. It's all good. And it keeps you healthy because it keeps the weight where it is, or if you're really smart, you're not overeating, it'll help you to lose the weight. Pretty easy to do. Guaranteed or your money back. Calitrin, the sale right now, three, you pay for three, you get three free. That's the Christmas deal.
Lose the weight and keep it off. Guaranteed. All natural. Calitrin. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the special Christmas deal.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so it's time. We got a lot of Christmas music to focus on between now and Christmas. By the way, it's what is Christmas is 3 weeks, 3 weeks from tomorrow. Aha! So there is a focus now on radio stations, not only here in our country, but all around the world, that turn to all Christmas formats. And listeners in England have been asked what they would most like to jingle all the way out of the out of the playlist, which seems kind of negative. The question remains unsettled here, but over in England, a poll has singled out this song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, as the most annoying holiday song ever. I don't understand that at all. I think it's one of the best.
I don't still love this one, but I think it's just because it's the one that people hear most. Any store you go into, car all the time, it's always playing.
Yeah. One thing it has going against it, or depending on your point of view as going forward, the poll says that it's the last original holiday song to have really become a Christmas standard, noting that in the 21st century, how many songs have there been released so far that were really something for Christmas, I suppose? Maybe that's the question.
Probably none right. Except this.
Yeah, right. It makes it more vulnerable to boomers who might consider her song an irritating newcomer. I don't. I think this is a great song. I love this song.
My mom hates this song.
Really?
I hear that song one more time.
It's number five on the American list of most popular all-time Christmas songs, but number one on the most annoying. Number two, I haven't heard this yet this year, Band-Aids. Do they know it's Christmas? I think it's a fabulous song, too. Really?
I'm the same, Jen. I don't like this one.
Really?
It's very funny. Actually, on my local show, my partner and I each picked our favorite Christmas tune. Mine was Mariah Carey. This is his.
Really?
I feel like that says
sums
something about you guys.
Yeah, Band-Aid on the list of the top 50 songs of all time. This is number 47, most popular, according to a survey in America last year. Song came out in 1984. I still like listening to it, frankly. Number three on the most annoying Christmas song list in England is I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard. I don't even know this song.
Never heard
this song. Must be strictly English. Right?
I've heard this before. It's really? Not something that's played a lot, but I have heard this, yeah.
All right, number four on this list, Merry Christmas, Everybody, by Slade. Don't know this one either.
I've definitely heard this one before, but I don't know if it was a cover or if it was this version.
All right, so we got number five on the most annoying Christmas song list. Wham's Last Christmas.
Oh, I protest.
Me too.
I do too.
Oh, I think this is my favorite.
Yeah.
This is number 17 on the most popular all-time Christmas list. 1986, the year it came out. All right, number six on this list, Fairy Tale of New York, the Pogues and Christy McCall.
This is probably the most famous Christmas song, modern Christmas song from Ireland. So,
is it? Okay.
Yeah. I find this song just so tedious to listen to, but
yeah.
So I get it. I agree with
this
one.
All right, next on the list, Tom Jones, Baby It's Cold Outside.
This one is just creepy to me because it sounds like a baby.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, this is crazy. I'm with you on this one. I don't think I've ever heard
of
this.
Oh, my God. This is like a Jeffrey Epstein song.
Number eight. Jackson 5, Santa Claus Coming to Town.
This is annoying. Sounds like the Chipmunks singing.
Number 19 on the all-time favorite list in America. Number 8 on the list of annoying Christmas in England. Number 9, Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Yeah. I love this one, too.
Yeah, it's okay, but once I hear it more than, like, four times, I'm like, okay.
It's number 28 on the all-time favorite list in America. And number 10, the Andrews Sisters.
Oh, wow.
Annoying.
Oh, but annoying.
You ever heard this before?
No.
Let's see where this is. It may not be on the top 50 list of most favorites, but once in a while you hear it on an American station. Yeah. All right. That's the list of the most annoying songs. We agree on some of them anyway, from the Brits. 28 after on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Europe for a NATO summit meeting that marks the 70th anniversary of the alliance. Impeachment, though, very much on the minds of reporters who followed him. After meeting today with the Secretary General of NATO, the president again defended his conversations with the president of Ukraine, which is at the root of the impeachment inquiry back home. The president says Democrats are doing a disservice to America.
They've wasted a lot of time. We're trying to get prescription drugs cost reduced very substantially. We can do it easily. They don't have any time to do anything.
Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee's impeachment report will be released to the public today, detailing findings from its probe into whether the president did try to pressure Ukraine to investigate political rivals. It would next go to the House Judiciary Committee, which could draw up articles of impeachment against him. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Up, up, and away. It's the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen. I ask you questions as we have our conversations, and most of them are meant with love. Most of the questions, some of the answers sometimes when we're having our conversations, I know surprise you, but it's all about universal respect for each other's point of view and the idea that there is no one answer. There's not often one way of looking at things, which I guess makes it more interesting. But wouldn't it be nice if things were clear? Right? Clear cut. Here's the answer. This is the problem. This is how to fix it. Wouldn't it be great if we could all agree? Why can't we all just get along? Yeah. Is the question.
There's
all right.
No truth anymore. That's what's really weird.
No.
There's
facts,
no.
Yes, but no truth.
Yeah.
All right. So Amazon and some of the other outlets, these insane Cyber Monday specials,
I actually, I hold up both hands. I promise I'm telling the truth. I spent time yesterday, Jennifer, well, you all know me. This isn't my wheelhouse at all. I like to touch things. I like to see them. I like to go, you know, if I'm going to buy something for somebody. And I have a couple of things that I have gotten for everybody that are pretty predictable, but they require me to go online and to actually buy stuff. I am an Amazon Prime member, but I don't use it much. But I have been finding myself lately, and it almost seems like anathema. Like I'm being a traitor to myself when I do that. Am I silly? Of course I'm silly, but you know, it seems like it's un-American for me and my generation to buy things online, and I'll go to the store and buy them. And you see where this is all going, because Macy's going to close a bunch of stores after the holidays.
Stop saying that.
No, they are.
It is true.
Yeah. I know.
All right, so what about it, Victoria? Have you been watching and keeping track of some of these crazy things? And from what categories does it seem most people are drifting to? What areas?
Well, Cyber Monday is really, it was huge this year. And last year, right around this time, I remember distinctly reading a report from tech experts saying that this Christmas season, the 2019 season, would see more shoppers spending over, I think it was $2.5 billion on their smartphones. And one Captain Curmudgeon completely dismissed that, said that would never happen.
Who said that? Talk
about cold hard facts. Well, the first day of this holiday shopping weekend, U.S. consumers spent more than $3 billion using their smartphones in a 24-hour period. So not only was that projection last year correct and on target, we actually exceeded that. And so Cyber Monday it was a huge success this year, actually bigger than Black Friday.
And well, I don't know what the most unusual thing I saw online for sale, it was for sale, CAT scans.
That is weird.
Oh my gosh, that's the perfect gift for my dad. I was looking around
right.
Going, no.
Cardiac diagnostic and wellness exam.
Oh, boy.
And it's at a place in L.A., as a matter of fact.
Perfect.
I get stuff from all, yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's the weirdest one. What's the weirdest one, anyway, or the best one you saw, Victoria? You know,
oh, I don't know. I didn't really look around. I was just looking for specific stuff. But I will say this. This is the first year that I actually bought all of my Christmas gifts this weekend. I've never done that in my entire life. And so the Black Friday
sales.
Why?
What made you do it? What made you?
Because the sales were so good. Right. So the Black Friday stuff was really good. And then Cyber Monday yesterday, I bought 3 gifts. And so
I only had my dad
left, and I'm finished.
I have to do my mom and dad still, but I sat down on my couch like it was my job on Friday, and I bought all my Christmas gifts, and I have a large Christmas list. So, I'll be in debt for the next year, but at least my Christmas shopping all got done on Friday.
But do you feel remorse at all about not going to a store and buying something from some
retailer?
And
I went to a store. This is my deal, is I only buy stuff online that I have already seen in the store, but once I kind of have an idea for it, then I start to look around, and actually, I actually use retail sites. I use Amazon for a few things, but for the most part, I purchased from Macy's, there was some Old Navy in there, from Harry and David, from, where else did I get some stuff?
Well, I wouldn't feel too bad about not going to the store, because I went on Friday in the afternoon expecting it to not be that terrible. It's not even that the stores were that bad. The people in the parking lots were horrible. Yeah. It's like people lose their mind. They just park in the middle of the row. I'm like, really, guys? Just go to a different lot.
My problem were the workers. The Glendale Mafia was in full effect in Burbank at the Macy's that I went into on Saturday. I didn't even go in on Black Friday. And no one would, like, I went to one check stand with my stuff. My mom and I were there because I was looking at a couch. And my mom and I went to go check out, and the lady's like, oh, no, this is closed. You have to go to another check stand. And then we circled back around, and she had, like, 5 other people in line.
Well, you see, a lot of these people that have retail stores haven't done a good job training. It's hard to find good help, so you hire anybody. And they're more of a distraction than they are a help when it comes to this stuff. They're an alternative.
They were the only part that I could actually deal with. And I was very nice to all of the retail people because I know they have to deal with so much crap on Black Friday. They were fine for me. Dealing with the children in the mall and the parents was, worse. Oh
yeah, I would avoid that. But see, I found that we were at Target on Sunday, and Target had doubled
Target
their staff.
Has done. And Target is what they're doing, man.
Yeah, they really do. It looked like there were more red shirts everywhere than normal, and the customer service was great. We couldn't find something, and we asked a person.
I never hear anybody complaining about Target. Never.
Me neither. Yeah. That was a success. The lines moved really quickly. The lines were long, but they moved really fast, and we got what we wanted.
I'll tell you.
Target was my biggest success in terms of brick and mortar, for sure.
All right, I'm going to do something, and we're going to talk about Giving Tuesday for a minute. I have to do this because I have to have people understand what's going on. I found out yesterday that Walmart has pretty much single-handedly put hundreds of dairy farmers out of business with a new routine that they have. They have decided they always, in their grocery department, and most of these stores, I'm thinking about this because I was thinking about Target, but now all these big stores, the big box stores, have a grocery department as well. So Walmart, as the biggest retailer, Sam Walton wouldn't only roll around his grave, he'd fire the people that were responsible for this. It's supposed to be the all-American store. Well, here's the real story. For those of you who think Walmart is this wonderful place, they have decided to put their own processing plants in for dairy. They've cut out the middle man, if you will, which is A-OK. But what they've done is contract with the biggest of all of the operators in regions around the country. These farms, they aren't farms, these factories that have 10,000, 15,000 cows in one location, they're buying the milk from them directly and bringing it to their processing plant, thus cutting out the small American family farmer that was in the dairy business. You will see this week Dean Foods, which was the reason they went bankrupt in part, was because Walmart pulled the plug on getting milk from them and decided to do it on their own. And in pulling the plug, Dean Foods had the ability at least to bring in milk from all size dairies. They had a network and trucking and stuff to bring in milk from here, there, and everywhere. Walmart has decided not to do that. They made a business decision to buy the cheapest stuff they could buy, and they can buy the cheapest stuff from the biggest. So hundreds of American family dairy farmers in one fell swoop out of business. There's an NBC story about the vanishing dairy farm in America that I tried to post actually yesterday on my Facebook page. Gary, you'll have to help me do that because I can't seem to get it from one place to another. But this seals it. I'm not a Walmart customer to begin with, but as far as I'm concerned, there isn't anything good, and I will not say anything good, no matter what comes across. This is so bad, so negative, and it flies in the face of what Sam Walton stood for. It's atrocious, disgusting, and anybody who shops at Walmart for food, they ought to be ashamed of
themselves.
Here's
the thing, though, Doug. For so many Americans, and I think a lot of people would, if we were taking calls, a lot of people would call up and say, I don't have another option.
Yeah, it's the only place to go.
It's the only place within two and a half hours.
Yeah. How did we get to that point?
Because Walmart has become
especially in those areas where they're putting all the farmers out of business.
Well, look, and that's a horrible irony. But I think a lot of people would still say, I don't have another choice. No, it's either drive 2 hours to Walmart and stock up on everything that my family needs, have nothing.
Yeah,
buy a cow. Okay, that's an answer.
Well, in the rural American, that's how rural American survives. They had their own cow, had their own chickens, they had their own everything they needed. The trouble with all of that is there's so damn much government now, they won't let you keep a cow at your house. They won't let you keep chickens in your house, at your house. This is above and beyond what anybody would have imagined would be the outcome of people who for generations built a farm, they got paid peanuts, but they loved the way of life, and now they have no outlet. They have no place to sell their milk. So they have no choice but to go bankrupt. It's disgusting. All right, today, Giving Tuesday, the year after, every year on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, a lot of people take the time to kick off the holiday season by giving back to the community. This is a very important day. You could be donating money to some charitable cause, maybe volunteering some time. Giving Tuesday is a day set to benefit most everybody in every community, kind of gets involved in this one way or another. I just gave some money to a land trust that helps preserve land in my area. This is, yeah, you look at it, the idea, when you figure out the idea of Giving Tuesday, goes back to September 2012. It was an announcement just prior to the first Giving Tuesday. November 27th, 2012 is when it started. The founding partner of Giving Tuesday, a technology website called Mashable. I don't know that website. I know a lot about Giving Tuesday, but I don't know Mashable. What happens on that website? Is there, what, Victoria, what's going on?
Mashable's is a pop, it's a popular website.
Oh, is it? Okay. Purpose of the day.
I don't hear about it that much anymore, come to think of it. It used to be a pretty big deal. Yeah.
Yep. Giving Tuesday founders and partners include Skype, Cisco, Microsoft, Sony, Aldo, Case Foundation, Heifer International, Phoenix House, and Starwood Hotel. So it's a pretty interesting group of people that support this big time to make it happen, to keep people conscious of it. And it's a good thing to keep, and you're on the top of your mind today. It's not all about what you get and buy. It's about who you can help, or at least I think that's part of what the season is all about, frankly. Tom Brady is frustrated with the Patriots. More and more he's become emotional. Have you noticed that, Jennifer? You're the Tom Brady expert here.
He's I think he's feeling like he's slipping a little bit, and that's got to be hard.
Depressing.
He's getting older. Uh-huh. He doesn't have Gronk with him, and Gronk's deadline to rejoin the team and unretire has passed. But, I mean, they still have a stellar record. It's just I think there's a bit of frustration where he feels like he's being looked at like he's losing a few steps.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate. Well, he's still the greatest quarterback of our time.
Television news, Gabriel Union's America's Got Talent exit has caused the folks in the union, SAG-AFTRA, to investigate. Why? What's the...
Because the story won't go away. Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough were fired from America's Got Talent after one season. There are a lot of stories going on behind the scenes that there were some racist stuff thrown at Gabrielle Union about her hair being too black for American audiences.
Victoria.
From the hair and makeup people, I guess.
Really?
From the staff or whoever is there, the crew. So there's a lot of stuff that's been kind of bandied about. Now, Julianne Hough has a deal with NBC. She does a lot of stuff. So she put out a statement saying, "I had a wonderful time. Thank you all. Good night." And so, but Gabrielle Union hasn't specifically said anything public, but her husband, Dwayne Wade, has. And so I think SAG-AFTRA is right to step in and figure out what's going on that set.
Mm-hmm. Well, these days, if you don't have a culture that is healthy, it's very easy for it to be exposed. And you think that just because of that, people would be on their best behavior or do things that...
Well, you know what? So Howard Stern said something yesterday, because Howard was a judge on America's Got Talent for four seasons. And he said he puts this all on Simon Cowell. He said, you keep shuffling out the women. You leave the two old guys there. And then the women are just sort of disposable. So they get replaced with younger, hotter models. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Heidi and Mel B are of a certain age and a different generation that maybe they look the other way on some stuff. And then you want the young, hot girls. They come in and they go, whoa, hold up. Time's up here, and Me Too movements and everything else, and you know that's what they get. That's what he asked for. So,
all right, well, let's see what's on TV tonight, Jen.
Well, if you like music, then tonight is your night, because on ABC we've got the Brad Paisley special, which looks like it's going to be pretty cute. Brad's a really funny guy. That's at 8 o'clock, and it's called He's Special, not the Brad Paisley special.
Okay.
CMA's at Country Christmas airs after that. That's at 9 o'clock. Lady Antebellum will be there along with Rascal Flatts, and I think the Jonas Brothers and Tim McGraw are set to appear with Brad Paisley. So that starts at 8. The CMA Country Christmas with Kristen Chenoweth and the rest, that's at 9 o'clock. And then tonight, The Flash is new on the CW, and The Purge and Treadstone new at 9 and 10 on USA.
Got it. Thank you. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
you have anything on you? And hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no. As I would say, hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.